Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Snuffy Sternweiss. Batting second. The right fielder, Bud Metheny. Batting third. The left fielder, Hirsch Martin. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Johnny Lindell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Nick Eaton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Garbark. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Milosevic. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monk Dubiel. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Monk Dubiel. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Schock. Batting third. The left fielder, Eddie Carnett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Humphries. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Humphries. And now, play ball. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker, who is chasing the ball. Sternweiss reaches third base with a triple. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sternweiss scores. One out. It's 1-0, Yankees. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to third. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a fly ball into center field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moses scores. Two outs. It's Yankees, 1, White Sox, 1. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton hits a line drive towards the mound. Humphries reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Milosevic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milosevic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Milosevic reaches second base with a double. Grimes goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. Monk Dubiel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dubiel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hodgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dubiel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dubiel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries hits a fly ball into right field. Metheny settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Metheny hits a pop-up towards third. Hodgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lindell. Moses reaches second base with a double. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schalk bunts towards the mound. Dubiel fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. One out. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Carnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hodgin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lindell. Hodgin reaches second base with a double. Moses scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Trosky strikes out. Garbark drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Trosky out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindell hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0-for-1 in the game. Eaton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Eaton reaches second base with a double. Mike Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 0-for-1 in the game. Garbark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The throw from Garbark and he is safe. Tucker steals second. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Etten settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 0-for-1 in the game. Humphries hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike Milosevic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milosevic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Milosevic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Monk Dubiel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dubiel is 0-for-1 in the game. Dubiel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Sternweiss hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lindell. Schalk reaches second base with a double. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Carnett hits a fly ball into center field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Etten scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodgen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Metheny hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 0-for-2 in the game. Lindell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a fly ball into right field. Metheny settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Eaton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 0-for-2 in the game. Garbark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Milosevic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milosevic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Milosevic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dubiel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 0-for-2 in the game. Humphries hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Humphries moves to third. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Schalk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Humphries scores. Moses moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Carnett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-2, White Sox. Johnny Johnson now pitching. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodgin strikes out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Trosky moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach pinch hits for Johnny Johnson. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Metheny hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Turner now pitching. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-3 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Humphries hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Grimes. Moses moves to second. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Schalk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. It's 9-2, White Sox. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Carnett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 0-for-3 in the game. Lindell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Eaton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, White Sox. Mike Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 0-for-3 in the game. Garbark hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.